Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, a blend of clouds and sun, lower 60s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, isolated chances of showers and thunderstorms will drop down to 40. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. For Wednesday, sunny and breezy, lower 60s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 45. For Wednesday night, mostly clear, we'll drop down to 33. And Thursday, mostly sunny skies. Right now, it's 50.
With your livelihood dependent on the success of your farm, it's vital that all elements are taken care of. This includes farm property and building. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and we offer a wide range of farm insurance services that take away the worry in the event of a loss to any of your farm buildings or property. And you can rest assured your claim will be dealt with by our dedicated adjuster. Let us give you a quote for your farm insurance at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
New Frontier Ag in Imperial and McCook, Nebraska is changing the way you sell your used farm and construction equipment. Don't take your chances at the absolute auctions or the low offers that are offered on your equipment when asked to trade it in. Let New Frontier Ag sell it for you with nationwide advertising, ability to finance your equipment for the new buyers, and nationwide transportation. New Frontier Ag offers the seller and buyer premium services at lower rates than what the auction charges. One top dollar for your used equipment? Call New Frontier Ag at 308-340-8989. This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue applauding the president's selection of James Hubbard to USDA Undersecretary for Natural Resources and Environment. Secretary Perdue said he is excited of the selection of Jim Hubbard for the leadership role at USDA. Congress passed and President Trump signed into law meaningful reforms in forest management tools that will help better maintain the nation's forests. And under Hubbard's leadership, to put these tools to use, restore the forest to health, and get back to the work of taxpayers. At the same time, Perdue said there are several other qualified USDA nominees still awaiting Senate confirmation, and he urges the Senate to take up the nominations as quickly as possible. A relief fund has been established by the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation to help cattlemen who've been affected by the ongoing wildfires in Western Oklahoma. Tiffany Pruitt, the coordinator for the Oklahoma Cattlemen Foundation, said Oklahoma wind and drought conditions spurred several large fires on the western side of Oklahoma, affecting many cattlemen. One thing we've learned, she said, is the wildfires in the last years, folks are quick and want to help those in unfortunate situations, and that's truly humbling. The foundation is happy to provide a place for funds to be held and coordinated with extension offices in affected areas to organize relief efforts and identify ranchers that are in need. Michael Kelsey, Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen Association, says they are coordinating with Extension, the Farm Service Agency, and others to bring information to ranchers about disaster assistance. They ask humbly for prayers for the ranchers, firefighters, and folks in the path of those devastating fires. Find out more or donate online. Go to okcattlemen.org. Reliable and relevant, we're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com. To start bidding anytime, anywhere with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Spring on in to CJ Express for April specials. They've got you covered if you have a thirsty gang. Pepsi and Coke 12 packs are only $3.99. Bring a big appetite for the lunch special, made fresh beef and bean burritos, available 11 to 2 weekdays at both locations. Don't forget to try the Maximum Pizza, loaded with white garlic sauce, chicken, bacon, mushrooms, and green peppers. And the most exciting news of all, the West location now has Bird Shack Fried Chicken. Get your fried chicken on Monday through Friday, 11 to 7, weekends noon to 7. Need an order for a crowd? Give them a call. It's a one-stop fuel shop at CJ Express.
We know what it takes to be a successful producer. Hard work and strong values. Like you, we have roots in this community and want to see it grow. We're ready to meet your banking and lending needs with experts who understand crops, livestock, and equipment. We know your business and your values. Talk to us. Citizens State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living. Making things grow. Double-digit pay raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent John Bannister would like to offer you a free discount double check. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discounts you deserve. Discounts may vary from state to state. See John Bannister, State Farm agent, 1022 Broadway in Marysville.
Mid-America Network News. Garden City police are investigating shots fired in the Garden City Community College Residential Life parking lot. It happened around 11 p.m. last night. A caller advised several rounds were discharged in the parking lot from a vehicle, and then the vehicle fled the scene. Police said the investigation revealed a verbal altercation between several people in the parking lot. During the altercation, a gun was brandished from a vehicle and shots were fired. There were no injuries. If you have any information, you're asked to call the Garden City Police Department. An Olathe woman is being evaluated to determine if she's competent to stand trial for allegedly trying to kill her three children. 37-year-old Therese Rover is charged in Johnson County with attempted capital murder for allegedly giving the children some type of medication in February. According to court documents, two of the three children would have died if they had not been found in time and rushed to a hospital. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
The weather's getting warmer, and that means it's time to start working on your yard. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a SuperStart lawn and garden battery starting at $24.99. Springtime means yard work, so stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for a SuperStart lawn and garden battery you can count on. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your tax refund dollars have never gone further than they do right now at Wichita RV. Wichita RV still has a handful of brand new 2017 carryover units with prices slashed. Thousands of dollars behind last year's invoice prices. Now is also the time for spring service, so your trailblazing this season is problem-free. And call today about their detailing capabilities for your RV. Wichita RV, home of endless protection with lifetime warranty on all new units. Wichita RV, east and west, and always online at WichitaRV.com.
Forecasters are warning of dangerous, life-threatening wildfire conditions in parts of the Southwest and Southern Plains today as firefighters in rural Oklahoma continue battling blazes that have killed two people so far. The Storm Prediction Center says the gusty winds and low humidity in drought-stricken areas will create dangerous conditions in parts of Colorado, Kansas, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Texas. Health officials say a Northeast Kansas measles outbreak that started in a daycare center has grown to 16 cases. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment says 13 of the cases are in Johnson County. Two are in Linn County and one is in Miami County. The outbreak began March 8th after a traveler brought the virus back from Asia. It spread mostly through infants too young to be vaccinated at a daycare center in Johnson County. The new Kansas City International Airport will be bigger than originally planned. City and airline officials have announced that the new airport will have 39 gates rather than the 35 originally posed. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
Mid-America Network News. Federal authorities say the sixth earthquake in a week has occurred in central Nebraska. The U.S. Geological Survey says it was recorded around 5 p.m. yesterday, 22 miles east-southeast of Stapleton in Custer County near Arnold. It was 3 miles deep and rated at 3.1 magnitude. A Seward man has been sent to prison for stealing from a youth basketball program. 38-year-old Levi East was sentenced on Friday to 2 to 4 years. He pled no contest to felony theft. Lincoln police say that East used credit and debit cards from the Cornhusker Shooting Stars program for nearly $96,000 in unauthorized personal purchases. He was the assistant director of the youth program. Authorities say a man from Iowa was arrested after deputies found marijuana in his car after stopping it along Interstate 80 near Lincoln. The Lancaster County Sheriff's Office said the search turned up 114 pounds of marijuana. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 19th through the 21st at the Bennett Event Center at Oklahoma State Fair Park. More than 350 exhibitors will feature the latest technology for farm and ranch. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Enjoy daily music performances by Rusty Ryerson and test drive and enter to win a new zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
We know that good jobs are hard to come by, especially in the field of agriculture. However, an opportunity is open for the right person at the Mid-America Ag Network. If you enjoy selling, meeting people, and working with the agribusiness professionals, this sales position could be for you. Some sales experience is required. However, we will train. Position includes salary, commissions, and benefit package. The Mid-America Ag Network is an equal opportunity employer. Call us today at 316-721-8484.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville USD 364 School Board met Wednesday. Qualifying forensic students will attend national competition in Washington, D.C. in May, and qualifying FBLA students will attend national competition in June in Baltimore. The board approved adding fifth grade band beginning next year. Chris Denner and Todd Milner voting no. District fees were discussed with consensus to look at the fees at the May board meeting when more information will be provided. The board discussed committing funds with the Bulldog Booster Club, partnering together to purchase a charter bus for events. Consensus was to postpone commitments until a timeline for funds can be developed. The board discussed facilities priorities and reviewed estimates for projects. Purchase and installation of a video board for the new activity center was approved for $40,700 from Daktronic. Todd Milner voted no. Unanimous approval was given for a $15,000 change order for a moisture barrier for the floor in the activity center and $35,000 to move the goals in the activity center. Additional change orders were approved as presented to renovate the administrative offices, the junior senior high for $352,000, gas line access control system, etc., for the junior senior high for $70,000, flashing, concrete sandblasting, and painting at Marysville Elementary School for $18,000. The board approved moving the May meeting from May 9th to May 16th. Time will remain the same. Resignations and appointments were approved. Resignation of Joseph Smith, social worker, and Susan Fredericks, part-time at-risk teacher at Marysville Elementary, effective end of a school year. The board offered a classified contract to Jessica Palmer, Special Education Secretary, effective May 1st, and a classified contract to Dolph Walton as custodian of Junior Senior High, effective April 23rd. Amelia Patterson was approved for a three-quarter position and Rachel Fry a quarter position as cheer sponsors for next year. Chris Dinner and Todd Milner voted no. The board accepted the recommendation of the administration and the hearing official for the expulsion of two students. An injury accident was reported in Washington County April 3rd. Margaret Luchemeyer of Washington was passing a truck and struck that vehicle, which was driven by Terry Miller of Belton, Missouri. Luchemeyer was transported by EMS to the Washington County Hospital. Moroville and Haddam Fire Departments answered a call for a shed on fire at 206 South Martin Street last Tuesday. $5,000 bond was set in Nemahal County on theft charges for Richard Neatfeld, age 56, of Emmett, Kansas. $4,000 bond was set for Marissa Sloan, age 19, of Axtell, on charges of battery on a law enforcement officer, DUI, reckless driving, and speeding related to her arrest April 10th. Patricia Pat L. DeMillo, age 74, of Blue Rapids, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the United Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Pat DeMillo. Ralph Paul Roost, Jr., age 94, of Frankfort, passed away April 11th. A graveside funeral service is planned Thursday, 11 a.m. at Mount Calvary Cemetery, Frankfort. Family and friends will gather at the Cigna Center in Frankfort following the service. Haddon Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Paul Roost, Jr. Ella Mae Massey, age 75, of Washington, passed away April 10th. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Washington. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Ella Mae Massey.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Join us for a memorable evening featuring the beautiful music of Acoustic Idol on Tuesday, April 17th at the Waterville Opera House. The concert begins at 7 p.m. with a reception following. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Contact Pam White at 363-2511 for tickets for Acoustic Idol on Tuesday, April 17th.
Home City, that's where we do business. And Cornerstone Granite considers home more than a fine community where we work. It's also the concept that our hometown is yours as well. We're proud to live and work with our friends and neighbors, where we're a part of your church, school, and kids' activities. Our family has grown up with yours, and we continue to strive every day to exceed your expectations of outstanding customer service and satisfaction. This is Robert and Regina McInerney inviting you to stop by at Home City and see us anytime, or find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com and find out why we say, for the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
In Home, Kansas, 799-3132.
Here's your KNDY weatherite forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Quiet weather as we head throughout the rest of the day, but we do have a low pressure system making its way across the central northern parts of the Rockies and will continue to push off towards the east across the central and upper parts of the Midwest as we head into tonight and into tomorrow, bringing some areas of the Midwest some chances for rain, showers, and thunderstorms. And even after this low pressure system, could see a little bit of some snow showers across parts of Iowa into Minnesota as we head into tomorrow and into tomorrow night. Also with this low, very gusty conditions as well. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest is Tuesday, blend of clouds and sun, lower 60s, wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, isolated chances of showers and thunderstorms will drop down to 40. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30. For Wednesday, sunny and breezy, lower 60s, wind gusts as high as 45 miles an hour. For Wednesday night, mostly clear, will drop down to 33. And Thursday, sunny skies, upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Oh, your wedding. The best day of your life, but no one ever mentions the stress of planning it. Between the dress, the reception hall, the cake, you tend to forget the wedding registry. And that's when you turn to Reflections, because they have everything on your wish list. Fiesta ware, bedding sets, kitchen towels, pots and pans, wine glasses, anything you want. And if they don't have it, they'll order it. They'll even wrap and deliver gifts to your shower or reception. Stay local and make it easy on yourself. Create your wedding registry at Reflections in Marysville. So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Average high temperature mid-April, 67. Record high on this date, 87 in 1964. The average low, 44. The record low is 26 in 1953. Sunset this evening, 8:02. Sunrise in the morning at 6:42.
If you could buy milk in a bag rather than a jug, would you? You may soon have that option. We have the story on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Keep up to date with the new and exciting attractions and events from across the state, the freshest recipes and fun crafty activities for your family by visiting www.kansaslivingmagazine.com. Kansas Farm Bureau's new website provides you with a variety of content, from feature stories, things to see and do, great kitchen ideas, kids' corner, and ebooks. Find fun projects that are bound to keep the whole family entertained. Visit today at www.kansaslivingmagazine.com.
Lauren, age 16, Farm Bureau family member.
I started learning at a young age that animal care is important. It was harder when I was littler because I really didn't understand why I would raise an animal and then just have it go off and be butchered. But then Dad would be like, it's fine, you know, that's what people live off of. When people pick up that piece of meat from the store, I want them to know that meat is safe and that animal was cared for.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau care and respect, practice daily.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, April 17th. It is the 107th day of the year, and actress Jennifer Garner celebrates a birthday. Visit a supermarket in parts of Canada, and you can find milk sold, not just in plastic jugs, but in plastic bags. Decades ago, when the country converted to the metric system, producers began to sell milk in plastic bladders to avoid the expense of retooling for liter-sized containers. It remains a standard in several Canadian provinces. Bagged milk leaves less packaging waste, and the ability to store it horizontally frees up space in the fridge. And now some producers are curious to know if Americans could grow to love bagged milk. It's being tested in convenience stores in parts of Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
State Bank of Odell admires the Diller Odell High School students who study hard and excel in academics like music, drama, the arts, science, and FFA. Today's students can be tomorrow's leaders in areas of innovation. The Diller Odell students make the community proud. From State Bank of Odell, member FDIC. SunMart believes that education is an important part of life and applauds the Falls City and Sacred Heart High School students who choose to excel in studies such as technology, debate, the arts, and others that will give them a head start to a great future. From SunMart in Falls City, shop fresh, shop smart, shop SunMart.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. The Toronto Blue Jays postponed their series opener against Kansas City because of chunks of ice crashing down from a nearby tower following a weekend of freezing rain. The teams will play a doubleheader today. It's the first postponement at Rogers Center since a game against the Royals was called off following a collision between two panels of the stadium's moving roof in April of 2001. Kansas City Chiefs began their off-season program in earnest, though quarterback Patrick Mahomes II has been at it for a while. The second-year pro is taking over following the trade of Alex Smith to Washington, and already he's taken on a big leadership role by gathering his skill position teammates for impromptu workouts at local area high schools. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Todd, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing.
Sorry.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Improve visibility and save $8 instantly when you replace your worn wiper blades with a pair of Bosch Icon wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get premium blades that ensure clear vision, plus earn double points on this purchase during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Okay, so as if weather delays weren't bad enough for the Kansas City Royals, they just can't seem to escape the spring's crazy winter-like weather. After having Sunday's matchup postponed at home, the Royals made their way to Toronto for a series against the Blue Jays. Unfortunately, they encountered conditions that were even worse than when they left. As the Royals were driving in from the Toronto airport Sunday night, one of their two team buses had a large piece of ice fly off and hit the windshield of the second bus. Rustin Dodd, the Royals correspondent for The Athletic, tweeted a photo of the shattered windshield. He also noted that the bus driver was hit by shards of glass, and relief pitcher Blaine Boyer had to grab the wheel. And Derek Jeter's new team was clobbered by his old one. The New York Yankees rolled to a 12-1 pounding of Miami in their first meeting since the former Yankees shortstop became CEO of the Marlins. Mid-America Network Sports.
The sports is a service of the Sports Booster Club members.
There is a difference, oh, what a difference.
When it comes to financing your operation, you want to deal with someone who knows agriculture. Our loan officers are experienced in ag lending. Get your ag loans here. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
You make the right choices every day. Shouldn't you get credit for it? We think so. That's why we want to put you in the driver's seat when it comes to your auto insurance. Talk to your local team at Farm Bureau to learn about Driveology and see how your safe driving skills could help you save up to 30% on your auto insurance premium. Come see me, Brian Crott, at Farm Bureau in Marysville, Kansas, to learn more today.
Hi.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. You can have a beautiful landscape and productive garden while working in concert with nature. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Start small. You'll be amazed the difference a few change of habits can make in your garden and maintenance schedule. Capture rainwater in barrels or cisterns for use for containers and the garden when water is scarce. Check with your municipality first, as some cities prohibit the use while others offer rebates. Compost kitchen scraps and yard waste into valuable soil amendment. Use woody trimmings to create wattle fences, arbor, and more. Plant a few trees to shade your house and reduce cooling costs. Add shrubs and ground covers near the home to further conserve energy. Don't know where to start? Get help and guidance from the free program Landscape for Life, sponsored by the United States Botanic Garden and Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center at the University of Texas at Austin. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
If someone is thirsty, you might offer them something to drink. What seems commonplace served as a business inspiration that brought customers in droves. The store that offered that free drink is our story on today's edition of The American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
It was the heart of the Depression. Rick Husted's grandmother, Dorothy, noticed the summer heat and the thick dust from travelers coming out of the Badlands near their hometown of Wall, South Dakota. But the conditions gave her an idea, and she went down to the drugstore to visit with her husband, Ted.
When she got down there, she said, "Ted, we've got to let people know we're here. I think we should put up a sign, get a soda, get a beer, turn next corner just as near to Highway 16 and 14, free ice water, Wall Drugstore." Ted thought it was a little corny, but it just might work.
The sign certainly wouldn't hurt, and maybe it would cause some cars to stop.
He hired a high school boy. They went out and put the sign up. Before he got back, the first customers had already stopped.
So it stood to reason that if one roadside paid dividends that quickly, then there was only one thing to do.
Ted thought if one Wall Drug sign had that kind of impact, what would 20 or 30 Wall Drug signs? And he put more Wall Drug signs up both directions coming into Wall. That made a huge difference.
Up until that time, it was known as Husted's Drug Store, but Dorothy thought Wall Drug was catchier, and the store was renamed.
That was 36. By 42, they'd done well enough. They were able to move across the street where we are now and double their square footage.
The store was doing well, and the signs were bringing folks through the doors. However, Wall Drug would probably not be the attraction it is today if it were not for some of the ideas of Rick's father and those of the current generation who have kept the mighty pharmacy in this small town a major attraction in the state. How they did it is next time as we travel the countryside in Wall, South Dakota. I'm Andrew McRae.
Planting, maintenance, and other chores can be done by tractors powered by electricity from the sun. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. The solar electric tractor is here as you're living the country life. This episode of Living the Country Life is brought to you by Kubota. Find great financing on some of the hardest working tractors in America at KubotaUSA.com.
What's the best-selling small tractor in America? Kubota's BX Series Subcompacts. No other subcompact tractors on the market have so much power and versatility designed to fit in your garage. Dig, haul, and plant your acreage from daily chores to weekend projects. And if you're looking to mow right now, a 54-inch mower deck is included. Now get a BX 1880 for as low as $99 a month with 0% APR financing for 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
Farm equipment innovator Steve Heckeroth has been tinkering with designs to build electric vehicles for 26 years. Small and mid-sized farmers from all over the world share his enthusiasm for reducing their use of fossil fuel. Heckeroth's company, Solatrac, is building utility tractors and row crop tractors for farmers who want zero-emission power from renewable energy. There are no hydraulics on his tractors, yet a three-point hitch in the back and a hitch on the front allows farmers to use any Category 1 implements. Heckeroth says the motors are high torque and low speed.
Their maximum power is at 1,800 RPM, which is the RPM that diesel motors like to run at. But they have to get up to that speed before they have the power and the torque. So you don't have that instant torque that you have with an electric motor. And that makes a huge difference in the feel of the motor, even though the horsepower may not be as much.
Heckeroth holds the patent for exchangeable battery packs that make it easy to extend the tractor's daily work hours. And there are several charging options.
You can charge them right off the grid with a 220 charger. It's about a 6-hour charge. We've got one that will charge two batteries at 50 amps or one battery at 100 amps. If you charge the battery at 100 amps, it'll take 3 hours to charge the battery pack. You can charge from a solar array and then hook it up to an inverter that charges the batteries.
Heckeroth's utility tractor is available now, and the larger row crop tractor will be available at the end of the year. Learn more about solar electric tractors at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
cooking from scratch is not an option for many school food services. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality, Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
For schools to source locally for school lunch programs, someone has to speak up. Mara Fleischman is CEO of the Chef Ann Foundation.
In school food reform, the most important factor is how willing the community and the administration is to create change. Change is so hard that you have to be able to have the buy-in from the stakeholder group to create it.
Once there's a will, says Fleischman, somebody will have to pay for the way.
If your school or your district is telling you, I don't have enough money to create a cook from scratch program, that's just not true. We do it all over the country. What is hard is the investment up front. If you don't have the equipment, it's very hard, and that usually takes sometimes a bond measure, sometimes gifting from communities, but it could also be some support from the government for equipment grants. So we need to see more of that.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, the House version of the 2018 Farm Bill was released late last week. Colin Woodall from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association likes what he sees so far.
Now, overall, we think this is a really good bill. We're excited to actually see this bill released, and even more excited that they have already made a decision to mark this bill up Wednesday. So they're going to move pretty fast here, and that's exactly what we have been encouraging them to do. So we look forward to seeing what kind of amendments pop up and just whether or not they can actually get that vote done here.
One of the points of contention in the House version has been the discrepancies between the Republicans and Democrats when it comes to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Democrats say if it doesn't get fixed, they could derail the bill. Will that actually happen?
You know, I think we're really going to get a good feel for that when they sit down together, look each other in the eye in the House Agriculture Committee hearing room, and actually start talking about this bill and marketing up. Then I think at that point in time, we will really understand whether or not Democrats are going to stick to their guns and try to be an impediment, or if they are actually going to try to work with the chairman to get a bill done. And we very well could see a split within their caucus. You could see some who will follow the initial lead, that is to be obstructionist, and you may see a few who try to be a little bit more helpful in putting this bill together. And until we actually see them in the room, it's going to be hard to do anything other than speculate. But once they sit there and look each other in the eye, like I said, I think that might be a whole different story.
That issue, along with other possible amendments, will determine how quickly the Farm Bill progresses. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
As planting season begins across the country, the American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to follow the basic steps for seed treatment stewardship. Follow directions on seed container labeling. Eliminate weeds in and around the field prior to planting. Minimize dust by using advanced seed flow lubricants. Be aware of honeybees and hives located near the field. Remove all treated seed left in containers and equipment. And ensure that any spilled seeds are removed or covered by soil to protect wildlife and the environment. For more information, visit seed-treatment-guide.com or contact your seed dealer.
dealer.
The future of America's corn industry is in the hands of the next generation of corn farmers. The National Corn Growers Association's New Leader Program is a leadership development program for young farmers and farm couples who want to learn more about their industry. You'll identify your own leadership style, learn about advocacy, policy, and communicating with consumers, skills that will be beneficial both on and off the farm. Participants also attend Commodity Classic, America's largest farmer-led trade show. Register online by April 27th at ncga.com.
Up on Kansas City wheat as well had been staying fairly strong, but things beginning to erode a little bit. Corn and soybeans have had some issues as well. May corn currently down 2.25 at 380 and a quarter. July down 2 at 389. All three of the wheat markets have got spots where there is some red. And Kansas City wheat barely holding on in the front months. May KC wheat up a quarter cent at 478 and a quarter. July is up a quarter cent at 497 and a quarter. We do see some pressure a little farther on down the line. Soybeans have been bouncing back and forth either side of unchanged. And right now back up. May beans up 2.25 at 10.44 and a quarter. July up 2.25 at 10.55 and a half. Announcement from China on that huge anti-dumping issue against the United States kind of has everything looking sideways today. May soybean meal is up 2.90 currently at 380.70. July is up 2.80 at 384.80. May bean oil is up 2 points at 31.20. So hopefully we'll be able to keep the soybeans on the good side as we finish out the day. April live cattle up 70 at 117.85. June up 57 at 104.75. Mixed numbers all the rest of the way down, mostly lower actually. April feeder cattle down 57 at 138.65. May feeders down 12 at 140.25. So we've got some issues with feeder cattle. Most of those months are lower as well. Hogs are up. May hogs up 12, 68.30. June hogs up 37 at 77.15. So a good look for hogs, at least for now. Cotton is down. May cotton down 61 points at 82.64. July is down 71 at 82.51. So we're seeing some issues with cotton. Crude oil is mixed, mostly lower. May crude is down a penny currently at 66.21. So mixed numbers to the futures markets here on Tuesday. Market update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Still on the fence about what seed varieties to plant this year? Star Seed has many varieties of forage and spring cover mixes that will produce the best results in your fields. Need alfalfa and oats? We have that too. Give us a call today to pre-book your spring seed products. No bag fees, no delivery fees, no kidding. We are Star Seed, and we deliver premium quality seed to our dealers whenever and wherever you need. Call us today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, midamericaagnetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson, and the check's in the mail for several farmers across the country. I'll talk about it after this message.
If you're tired of your clothing being ruined by a spill or a stain, now there is hope. Thanks to Wink Wash Away Laundry Stain Remover. This easy and safe to use pre-wash stain remover is a must-have in the laundry room for all washable, color-fast fabrics, including wool, cotton, synthetics, and even cashmere. And for those unexpected stains when you're on the go, watch them vanish with Wink Instant Spot Remover. Check them out at www.whink.com.
The Department of Agriculture earlier this month started making disaster payments of up to $2.36 billion as provided by Congress to help America's farmers and ranchers recover from hurricanes and wildfires. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue announced that the disaster payments of up to $2.36 billion as provided by Congress will help a lot of farmers and ranchers in America. Now, the program is known as the WIP program, Wildfires and Hurricanes Indemnity Program, from from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And the Farm Service Agency will be making these disaster payments to agricultural producers to offset losses from hurricanes Harvey, Irma, and Maria, as well as devastating wildfires. The 2017 calendar year was a historic year for natural disasters. This investment is part of a broader suite of programs that USDA is delivering to rural America to aid recovery. In total, the Act provided more than $3 billion in disaster relief by creating new programs and expediting or enhancing payments for producers. The new 2017 WIP will provide significant disaster assistance and will be guided by these principles. Eligibility will be limited to producers in counties that experienced hurricanes or wildfires designated as presidentially declared disasters in 2017. Compensation will be determined by a producer's individual loss rather than an average of losses. Producers who purchased higher levels of risk protection, such as crop insurance and uninsured crop disaster assistance programs, will receive higher payments. Back with a final word after this message.
As a livestock producer, it's challenging to raise your animals and even more challenging to be profitable. Farmers Cooperative and Purina Animal Nutrition are here to help with our spring feed and mineral booking program. Order now through May 30th and save on Purina tubs, bag mineral, and fly control products, as well as creek feeds. Contact your Farmers Cooperative feed expert today for complete offer details.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
Weeds compete with crops for the same soil nutrients. Sapping weeds early in the season is vital for future yields and profitability on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
If you're farming today, you know all about taking risks. Well, here's one risk you don't have to take anymore. The risk of IDID, or internal diesel injector deposits. Because now Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel has an advanced injection stabilizer to prevent IDID. So you don't have to risk injector failure, clogged filters, and downtime anymore. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster is even backed by a 10-year, 10,000-hour warranty for even less risk.
Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Now you can read Successful Farming Magazine on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas you can take with you to the field, pasture, barn, or even the shop. With the Texture app, you can enjoy over 200 magazines anytime you want. The Texture app is only $9.95 per month, and you can start enjoying your digital editions of Successful Farming Magazine today. Successful Farming Magazine is for families who make farming and ranching their business. Visit Texture.com and subscribe today.
Effective weed control early in the crop planting season can make the difference between making or losing money. Aaron Hager is an associate weed science professor at the University of Illinois. He recommends planting into a clean field with no existing weed vegetation. This is accomplished with a burn-down herbicide application, mechanical tillage, or a combination of both. After planting, a post-emergence herbicide should be applied before weeds become taller than 3 to 4 inches.
And the simple reason is that the longer that weeds are allowed to compete with the crop, the greater the likelihood that that interference or that competition could potentially reduce the crop yield potential at the end of the growing season. So in other words, it's hard to be too early when you're trying to remove weeds that are growing with an existing crop stand.
There is no blanket herbicide or recommendation for all situations. So Hager says it's whatever works for your fields. You should know what weed species are there and what's labeled for use in that particular crop.
And certainly with the widespread evolution of herbicide resistance, we need to really have an understanding of whether or not that one species or the multiple species in that field remain sensitive or susceptible to that herbicide. So in other words, we really have to know not only what the weeds are, but whether or not that they're still effectively controlled with the products that we're going to actually select to use in that field.
Routinely scout your fields and remove weeds that reinfest after the initial herbicide application. They can also become very competitive and should be controlled while they're small. I'm Jody Hinke. Find more tips for early weed prevention at agriculture.com.
Save now on vehicle tires with the Farmers Cooperative Mr. Tire Rebate Program. Now until April 30th, take advantage of a $70 Yokohama rebate or a $100 Cooper Tire rebate from the Farmers Cooperative. And remember, their prices include free mounting, balancing, road hazard, and tire rotations for the life of your tire. Be sure to stop by your Farmers Cooperative Mr. Tire location for complete offer details.
Investing in our owner success. Farmers Cooperative.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, we continue our look at the condition of the winter wheat crop, and Nebraska currently has the distinction of the Plains State with the best numbers when it comes to the condition of the winter wheat crop. 43% is rated in good condition. 12% is rated excellent.
Our conditions seem to be a little bit better than everybody around us, and part of that is, you know, throughout the winter we've caught some snowstorms and at different times that maybe some of the other ones haven't had, and our soil moisture is hanging in there, and then our crop is at a little bit different stage of growth when we've had some of these more extreme weather conditions, so you know, we're not being affected quite as severely as the state south of us.
Royce Shaneman is the executive director of Nebraska Wheat, and not only the condition of the winter wheat crop, but Kansas and Oklahoma are having issues with soil moisture that you don't seem to have in Nebraska.
That's right, and it is funny, you know, even with those conditions, we still have a few pockets here and there where people could use some more subsoil moisture, or maybe they got hit a little bit with frost at different times and freezing temperatures. But, you know, overall, in general, we've had pretty favorable conditions all through the winter. And so far this spring, you know, we keep our fingers crossed. You never know what the crop's going to do till you put it in the bin. So, you know, we're hoping for some strong yields and then good quality, higher proteins than we've had the last couple of years. And I hope we're on the right track.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Attention farmers, Hayden Outdoors is having an absolute auction on 640 acres in Gove County near Quinter, Kansas. April the 19th, the date. The ground includes 388 acres of above-average dry land cultivation, 247 acres of good grass. You need to be there to place your bid on another section of great Gove County land. Hayden Outdoors Absolute Auction, 640 acres, April the 19th, 11 a.m. at the Quinter Senior Citizen Center. Or go to HaydenOutdoors.com for more information.
Hi, everybody. This is Greg Steckline. I'm looking for a good sales representative to help sell advertising for the Mid-America Ag Network. If you're one of those people that think you can go out and sell, talk to people, enjoy visiting with agribusiness folks, work on marketing promotional plans, we've got a position for you. Give us a call, 316-721-8484. The Mid-America Ag Network here in Wichita, 316-721-8484. Or email me, gsteckline at manradio.com. That's two A's in man, M-A-N.
KNDY, AM and FM, Marysville.